Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
I'll just keep that song playing. It's one of my favorite Rolling Stone songs. However, we have Kenny Wallace on the phone from Sturgis this afternoon. How are you, Herm? Good afternoon. Haven't talked to you in a while.
I'm doing good, my friend. It's good to hear your voice. Yeah, we half of the NASCAR racing world is out here, and we're just having a really good time. You can hear my voice. I've worn myself out. We've been riding, drinking, and you know how we do it.
No, I do. So do you go every year, and did your brother play a big role in sort of kicking things off, didn't he?
Yes. Rusty, this is his 20th straight year at Sturgis, and the mayor of Sturgis asked Rusty be the grand marshal. As we say in racing, Rusty dropped the green flag to start Sturgis this year. It was a big honor for him.
What's it like? You know, I lived in, as you know, Kenny, I lived in Milwaukee, the home of Harley Davidson. We had when I was there, there was the 95th anniversary and the 100th, and those were huge celebrations. And, you know, literally tens, if not hundreds of thousands of bikers that came into Milwaukee, and it was quite the sight. They even shut down I-94, which went by County Stadium and Miller Park for parades. But Sturgis is like even bigger than that, right?
Right. I mean, Sturgis is the largest motorcycle rally, I would say, in America, for sure. I think that's easy to say. And Harley-Davidson plays a huge part because they're all in. And where my brother Rusty fits in is not just has he been coming here for 20 straight years, now that he's retired from NASCAR. Rusty also has 8 dealerships that he sells cars around Knoxville, Tennessee. But Rusty started a Southern Country Customs. So Rusty takes a brand new Harley and makes it exactly the way you want. That way, when you roll up to a red light, you're never going to see a bike like yours. And he's auctioning off a bike tomorrow. Last year, we got $100,000 for it, and it goes to the NASCAR Foundation and the Special Olympics right here in Sturgis. So the mayor likes what Rusty's doing because he's raising money and, you know, giving it to people that need it.
Mark Martin's also there with you at Sturgis as well, I see.
Yeah, it's awesome because, you know, Mark is from Batesville, Arkansas, you know, just a little below St. Louis, you know, there. And we've been longtime friends. And now that the competition has finally calmed down and we're all pretty much retired, you know, let our guard down a little bit, it's easy for us to sit around and have a good time. So Rusty and Mark talked, and Mark said, I'm coming out. So he's out here along with, you know, the great Don the Snake Perdomo, the legendary drag racer, Clint Bowyer, Mike Skinner, of course, myself, Steve Wallace, Casey Mears. There's a whole lot of, we're staying at an RV park, and it's just loaded full of racing people. Kind of feels like we're at a NASCAR race.
Awesome. It looks like a lot of fun. I mean, I've never been on a motorcycle except for as riding rhymes with witch. That's
yes.
What I've done on a motorcycle. Yes.
That's but, okay.
Yeah. It was a Harley. It was fun.
And the great thing about Sturgis, Mark, is, you know, it does get exaggerated a lot. Yeah, you're going to see some naked people, but, you know, out of 100,000, there ain't but a couple of them. So, but we see them. We see them. We see them.
Hey, did you also, I saw, you know, I've been following you also on the Twitter and some of the things you've been doing. Did you go to Mount Rushmore? Jalen Rose wants to take that damn thing down. You know, other people think it's just a disgrace. I've never been to Mount Rushmore. You were there this week.
Yeah, don't get me going on politics. That stuff was just fine before this whole woke movement rolled in. They need to, you know, get the hell out of here because there's no room for that in the United States. Mount Rushmore is absolutely beautiful. It celebrates, you know, the men that have led our country And just getting there, you know, is beautiful. You know, deer, you know, ram, they're all, you know, they stopped us. You know, everybody's like, whoa, whoa, slow down. And there's some ram coming out of the, you know, natural.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's really beautiful. Actually, it's going to be on, it's on my Facebook right now. Charlie Marlowe, who, you know, takes care of my YouTube. I get everything. I send it to Charlie. And that's on my YouTube right now. I'll post it up on the Kenny Wallace Twitter feed here in a little bit and make it easy. Just hit on it. And, yeah, so I got a nice little feed coming out. There'll be more. I'll be downloading it. And, you know, Charlie, I have it all organized. And you'll see everything we're doing out here.
Multimedia star Kenny Wallace with us this afternoon on 97.1
Stop it!
FM Talk. I got to ask you about a couple other things. How about our Cardinals right now? Dude, I mean, obviously not a huge splash at the trade deadline, but you secure a couple of pitchers, and look what Paul DeJong is doing right now.
I my arm hurts because I'm patting myself on the back right now.
You deserve credit. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, because I told everybody, like, they're crying and whining. I said, listen, I tell people this every year, enjoy Cardinal baseball. Drink some beer, eat some peanuts, and when August rolls around, look at the scoreboard. And, you know, they can't help themselves. Happens every year. The Cardinals get here at this time, and they never disappoint. And, but you're right. A Cardinal organization deserves a lot of credit. You know, of course, everybody criticizes every move, but got some pitching, and you're right. I mean, they recognize that DeJong needs to be sent down, and he's got it going on. And, you know, it's pretty rare where you send somebody back down and they get it back. And, you know, they say that timing is everything in sports. I mean, if you remember, it wasn't long ago our Cardinals won 85 games and then won the World Series. So I remember those years.
Well, you know, I just like the way things are coming together in the way that we had hoped. And on DeJong in particular, and you can speak to this as an athlete, I can only speak to this maybe in terms of when I play golf poorly. But I do play golf better when I have more confidence. I mean, if you go in, you start the round, you think you're hitting balls okay, you're going to play better than when you're not confident. But
true.
With Paul DeJong in particular, you just look, some of these guys, they look lost up there. And then you're pressing so much because you don't want to disappoint the fans, and, you know, you also don't know what's going on in people's lives, Kenny. I think that's something you would admit. We all see these people on TV, and we want them to do their jobs, but they also have kids and wives and things that happen in their lives as well. But the confidence factor really seems to be important for DeJong right now as well.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't say it any better, but I will add this. To get confidence, you have to be able to perform. And you look at somebody like Matt Carpenter, who we loved, but even to his own admission, you know, we had to let him go because for 2 years he was catastrophic. I mean, batting around 100, and we all loved him. And then all of a sudden he goes, you know, Texas lets him go. The Yankees say, come on. And at the same time, you know, it's like, whoa, what did he do? So all great athletes, if they're honest, they will admit that, you know, everything can get off. Like you said, it could be family. It could be timing and circumstances. Hell, it could be, you know, you got an ache or pain and, you know, you're trying to make up for it. So, yeah, I mean, they all got it going on right now. And I just saw where Matt Carpenter.
He got hurt last night. He broke his left foot. He fouled off an 89-mile-per-hour slider from Logan Gilbert, who was pitching from the Seattle Mariners. It happened in the first inning. And that, he's on the 10-day, but that doesn't sound good. And he's having such a great year. And that happens. Maybe he'll be back, Kenny, by the time the Cardinals face him in the World Series. That's my hope.
Well, you know, I like where you're going with that. You know, the great Dale Earnhardt Sr., we lost him. But Sr. did say years ago that, you know, you got to have a very mentally strong brain to compete, you know, like a Michael Jordan or my brother Rusty. You know, I'll brag on my brother. You could never get the best of Rusty. Rusty was the man. He'll tell you, I'm the man. You're no better than me. I'm the greatest. And it sounds funny, but, boy, you know, if you can contain it and not get cocky around people, those are the people that will whip your butt time after time. And, you know, they weed out all the negativity in their life, stay strong, and, you know, they compete until their careers are over.
Hey, Kenny, let me ask you, Sue, could I ask you a NASCAR question? What do you think about the upcoming, I guess it's next year, where they're going to drive in the streets of Chicago?
There's that famous voice. God, I love that voice. Yeah, that's a great question. So NASCAR lost its way about 10 years ago, and our sport fell about 70%. Yeah, I mean, that's crazy, right? For instance, the Brickyard 400 at Indianapolis Motor Speedway, we had 300,000 people there about 5 years in a row. And about 5 years ago, we only had like 20,000 people in the grandstand. That's a fall from grace. So about Chicago, NASCAR has said we are going to reinvent the wheel. You know, they always say, don't reinvent the wheel. Well, NASCAR had to reinvent the wheel. So they had a race inside the L.A. Coliseum earlier this year.
Yeah, that's right.
I saw that. It was crazy.
Yeah, with Pit Bull singing, and it took a break. And now they said, okay, we're going to try to up that. We're literally going to race in the city streets of Chicago. So this is what we're expecting every year. They're just trying to shock people. And listen, they just had a really good attendance at the Michigan International Speedway on Sunday. Kevin Harvick broke a 60-race winless streak, and he won. But they just announced the biggest crowd they've had, like, in 15, 20 years. So NASCAR seems to be on the right path.
You know, here's what's interesting. Sue, you brought that up, Kenny. I want to get your reaction to this. So I just Googled that because I was familiar with it, but I wanted to see more information. And just today, the Chicago Business Publication had a story that just came out a short time ago. It said, like, literally 19 minutes ago. Alderman Rip Lightfoot's NASCAR deal. With new details available, downtown area representatives Dowell and Riley have some choice words to describe the mayor's agreement with the racing giant, including anemic, deficient, and just plain bad. They don't like the fact, I guess, Grant Park is going to be closed down for almost a month. The I get meet the paywall here, so I can't read the rest of the story. But obviously, not everyone's happy with that story.
But I think it's going to be cool.
I'll cut through all the bull. He's a hardcore Democrat.
Uh-huh.
They're green. Number one, they're Democrats. Number two, they don't like gasoline. And, you know, it's amazing they made it through 12th grade. Because what are you going to do, shut down gasoline cars right now and say start up electric? Even Elon Musk said, listen, we need gasoline. And these people are just, you know, they insult my intelligence, how silly they are. And, you know, that's why they're all going to be voted out of office come November.
There he is, Kenny Wallace, ladies and gentlemen. Well, look, you have fun, but not too much fun in Sturgis. And you and I have not hit a game this season, so we got to do that when you get back.
100%, yep. You know, we are what we call, you and I are no maintenance friends. That means we don't have to see each other all the time, but we have each other's back. So, we will do it.
Absolutely. All right, Kenny. We'll see you. Thank you.
Bye.
Take care. I was just telling someone the story.
I love Kenny Wallace. I just love him.
Oh, you know what? I have to. This will make a good opportunity here to wish happy birthday to Jeannie Sullivan from Pet Supplies Plus.
Oh, happy birthday.
John and Jeannie. John, of course, the Yankees fan, her husband, who's from New York.
If you're going to play the game.
But Jeannie is a big gambler. So John requested this song. She went to the casino yesterday and hit big at the casino. So it was an early birthday present for Jeannie Sullivan and Kenny Rogers for her. I think I was telling them the story. Maybe it was somebody else, but we were sitting in some seats the other night that were very similar. One time I was with John Lamping at a baseball game, and it might even be a playoff game.
Uh-huh.
He had really good seats, and were my seats. And I was walking back from behind home plate. It wasn't green seats, but we were back there. And I'm walking up to the restroom or the concession or whatever, and in the middle of, you know, some seats about 10 rows up, somebody stands up, everyone's sitting down at the time, and the guy yells, Mark Reardon! And he's waving.
Oh, it's Kenny.
And then he points at it, and he goes, Kenny Wallace! And he, like, I didn't know who he was. It was a very endearing moment.
Oh,
and honestly,
I just love him.
I didn't know Kenny that well at the time, but he was a fan, and I certainly knew who he was, but that was outstanding. By the way,
that's awesome.
The Chicago thing is interesting because they, you know, they're talking about it in terms of $300 million to the local economy. They get that, for example, from Lollapalooza. They think they can make a lot of money from this as well. They say Grant Park will be completely not shut down because people say that it will be shut down. She says, no, it's not going to be shut down. I'm looking at the
I don't know how they're going to do it if they don't shut. You mean a month
for the
in
month.
Advance.
Right, right, right.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll try to figure something out.
Parts of the park will probably be shut down for a month, but not the entire park.
There's no way. The logistics of this thing. Incredible. Because think of it, the security you've got to get in place. You've got to make it safe for people to be able to watch it. How close will they be able to be? You know, there's not stands, obviously, unless they're going to put some up.
Well, I think they would. They would put some up. But listen to the return on investment. So, and these are, I think, people who don't like this right now. There's a guy named Brendan Riley, who's one of the aldermen. He says, Lollapalooza pays $7.8 million to rent Grant Park from the taxpayers. NASCAR's terms, a $500,000 permit fee, 15% of net commissions on concessions and merchandise, $2 admission ticket looks paltry by comparison. He may have a good point there.
Well, we don't know. We don't know how many people will be able to go.
Right. It's also
how
risky
do they control
because
that?
They've never done anything in an urban environment.
Exactly.
So that's something you compare it to Lollapalooza. Lollapalooza has been going on for 20 years now.
Exactly.
I like things where you take a risk.
I do, too. I think it's going to be really interesting.
Well, you got to make sure that those cars are covered in Kevlar in Chicago, too. But that's another story.
Okay.
Audio cut of the day is coming up.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.